Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Proverbs 16, verse 1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Interesting how God presides over all of our lives. Amen. He says, all souls are mine, Ezekiel 18:4. God prepares the plans in the heart of a righteous man and inspires the answer of his tongue. I'm just going to quote it. There's another verse in Proverbs that tells us that the king's or the leader's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth, God turns it, whithersoever he will. So we shouldn't panic when a new man is elected into office, because God's still in control of him. Proverbs 16:2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. There's another proverb that says that you can be sincere and be sincerely dead wrong. There is a way, he says, which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so this is self-deception that we must all be aware of. Let me talk about verse 2 a little bit. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Now, it sounds like here he's talking about a godly man who seeks to do and have the motives God would have him to have, and yet the Lord weigheth. The Lord is the final say. How many people have been corrected by the Lord all along the way? I know I have. And the Bible says the Lord looketh on the heart. We must always be careful to prayerfully maintain a teachable and pliable, humble heart. Jesus said that it's only the pure in heart that are going to see and be with God. So many people are very busy with spiritual things, but if they're not centered upon having a pure heart, centered upon Christ, and having a pure heart before him, then we are lacking in our priorities. Remember, the thief on the cross was saved in the last moments of his life, and Jesus had already taught that it's only the pure in heart that are going to see God. So do you think the thief on the cross was instantly given by faith a pure heart? Amen. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of purifying their hearts by faith, quote unquote. Verse 3, Proverbs 16, commit. Are you committed to God? Commit thy works, all that you do, unto the Lord. Somebody says, well, wait a minute, I work at a secular job. Well, you commit that work of your secular job to the Lord, and you take out of that, according to Ephesians 4:28, etc., and you give unto the Lord. So that's how you participate in the ministry, through prayer, through giving, and walking with a circumspect heart every day at your job. So it says here in verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. When we commit ourselves to Christ, then our thoughts are going to be established, and we must see ourselves as deep six. We got to deep six ourselves. We got to be dead and buried with Christ, and then we're raised up together with him and by him, the resurrection life of Christ reigning in our own personal daily lives. And that requires your commission, or committing to God, is that you're crucified with Christ. The New Testament tells us that we're to be always, perpetually, abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, when you're committed to Christ, your thoughts are established, and you're all about the Father's business, which is the Great Commission. You're not about your own life and business. You're about God's business, which is feeding the sheep and winning the lost. All right, now let me throw this in there. You're never going to be satisfied or peaceful or happy until you commit your life completely, and that includes your work, works and everything you do to the Lord. We're going to read verse 4 in English here. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Verse 4, Proverbs 16 says, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Remember, God is sovereign and he is in control. Then he says, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So the Lord is sovereign. He's in control even of the wicked. Now, he doesn't choose for them to be wicked. They choose that, but ultimately, he's in control. Remember, the Bible says that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. So all things work together for God's good. It never said all things are good. It says he makes them to work together for his good. Verse 5 of Proverbs 16, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. So notice, everyone that is proud, not pure, but proud in heart, is an abomination to the Lord. Now, we were just talking about being pure in heart. The opposite is being proud in heart, walking in pride, which is exactly what got Lucifer, Satan, kicked out of heaven. Notice verse 6. I'll read it in English. You guys can read it in Spanish after that. Notice verse 6, Proverbs 16, 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So we see here how iniquity is purged. Does anybody want iniquity purged from their life? So by two things, iniquity is purged. Number one, is by mercy, and that would first apply in the realm of God himself, who instead of destroying mankind, he saved mankind after mankind sinned and instituted a plan that the Messiah would come and would reconcile men to God, fallen men to God, by his own blood and sacrifice on the cross. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. So that's where we have to look first concerning mercy. Two things, mercy and truth. So mercy and then truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. So his word is truth. And those who obey the truth, he said, are going to be made free. So Jesus didn't just say, the truth shall make you free. He's talking in context there in John 8 of only those who obey the truth are going to be made free. Just because you go to a so-called church building or a gathering on Sunday morning does not mean you love the truth. We have a whole generation of false prophets who have taught people that church attendance to their church business is what matters. Notice the next part of verse 6, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. If you're not escaping sin, it's because you do not fear the Lord. But the good news is that in Psalm 86, David prayed that the Lord would unite his heart to fear thy or the Lord's name. This is a prayer we can pray. Verse 7, Proverbs 16, 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Verse 8, this may be our last verse here. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues, a lot of money, without right. Remember, this is going to be something you see throughout the book of Proverbs. It's better to be with the poor and humble people serving God than it is to be with the rich. This is talking about a lot of things, including coveting greedily the riches of this world. We have to be careful. God has warned about such. So it's better to be right with God and have very little than to have a lot of money on this earth and be outside of the will of God, headed straight for hell. Father, we pray according to the word that you gave us here this morning, right out of your word, Lord. That's the only word that matters. Father, we ask you to prepare our hearts, to clean our hearts. Let us be pure in heart. And also to quicken us to commit our way unto thee, O God, and to fear you, O Lord, to walk in your mercy and truth. Let our ways please you, Lord. Let us aggrandize and count you to be most important. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.